Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here on a beautiful sunny day. Earlier this week, I bought plane tickets to go visit my parents in Portland, Oregon. I am excited to see my family here soon. I don't get to go over and visit on weekend trips. And one of the things I miss about my parents' homes is a minor, insignificant thing. Something that maybe most people might not notice. I know that when I am there in the morning, I will sense one thing: the smell of fresh brewed coffee. It is nothing special, let me tell you. It is not a French pressed coffee. It's not an obscure roast with hints of lemon and papaya. It's not anything that you would buy at a coffee shop that has pumpkin spice in it. It's just Folgers. It's just coffee. But every morning growing up, I remember the smell and the feel and the taste of that coffee. And despite the fact that my parents have moved several times since I last lived with them, it reminds me of home somehow. It reminds me of being at a place where I felt like home. We should never underestimate the power of nostalgia. I suppose you have your own version of it too. Your own version of that smell, that sight, that sound that reminds you of a simpler time. A place where you felt like home. Now the prophet Jeremiah, he knows the power of nostalgia, and the people to whom he is writing know the power of nostalgia too. These are people in Babylonian exile. They have been sent off, unwilling immigrants, to a new land, dispersed in order to pose less of a threat to the Babylonian Empire. And we hear a little bit of that sense of longing, a little bit of that desire for a home in the psalm we read last week, Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon we sat, by the rivers of Babylon we wept, when we remembered Zion. How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? The psalm expresses both nostalgia and despair, the desire for a bygone time, a longing for home in a place where they have none. And it is for that very reason that the text from Jeremiah today, that Jeremiah's words are so striking. Marry off your sons and daughters, build houses, plant gardens. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. These are unusual words of comfort for people longing for a home. And Jeremiah doesn't idealize the past. He doesn't paint a rosy picture of the future either. He simply provides a proper assessment of their situation. And he reminds the people of Israel that God is there with them too. God is there with them in foreign territory. I attended clergy conference this past week alongside George and about 120 other clergy people from our diocese. The congregations expand from Charlotte to Tarboro, the middle area of our state, and it was a great time. We prayed three times a day, morning prayer and noonday prayers and evening prayer, and we spent time together. And we thought of our sick family members and church members. We prayed for victims of hurricanes. We prayed for divided congregations. And we prayed for ourselves. We prayed for the challenges that we each face. And on that last day of the conference, we sat together around tables, and we talked about where we would be a month from now, on November 9th, whatever the results of this election cycle hold. What will our lives look like then? We asked. What role will the church play in bringing healing to a divided world? Seek the welfare of the city and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. This is not a partisan claim. Jeremiah doesn't know Democrats from Republicans from any other third-party options we might be considering. But this is a deeply political claim, in the best sense of the word. This is a prophet encouraging us, admonishing us to think and listen and feel with the people around us, to work together toward a common good, no matter where we find ourselves, no matter the rosy past we might have left behind, no matter the uncertainty on the future before us. Seek the welfare of the city. Pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. Just a few verses after our passage from today, we find another verse, one that I remember from my youth. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for your harm, to give you a future and a hope. Let me repeat that verse again in context, maybe giving it a slight southern accent. For surely I know the plans I have for you all, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you all a future with hope. This is what we are called to. This is what we are about as the church. May we go and live into that reality, whatever the future holds. Amen.